Psalm 18. I want to read verse 48. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Notice it says that thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. What the psalmist is doing is lifting up the one who has lifted him up. I dealt last week with this thought of upwards living, and I dealt with the fact that the word justify and that work of justification is that brought up, brought us out of the pit, brought us up out of our sin, and set us on a solid rock and established our going. The word justify deals with brought up, and I also dealt with the word sanctify, which means to clean up. This evening, I want to look a little bit further at that thought about upwards living. We ought to be looking up instead of down. I thought about a story about a person that found some money on the ground and at a parking lot, something like that, and they got to thinking about all the money that they could find. They started looking around down on the ground everywhere they went, and they found some money, but they missed so much by looking down instead of up. Well, that surely is true of our lives. We need to look up instead of looking down. There's some upwards living. Word justify means brought up. Word sanctify means clean up. Here's the word magnify. It means to lift up. Psalm 34, verse 3, another word I'll use as a text this evening. Psalm 34, verse 3 says, "Oh, magnify," there's a word, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." We are to magnify the Lord, to lift him up. The word magnify in that verse and in our language means to make great. We are to make him great. Somebody may say, "Well, he's already great." Well, I got a question. Is he great to you? Is he great to you? Magnifying him means we realize he is greater than we imagined or greater than we have been noticing. The word magnify means to honor him. It also means to exalt him or to lift him up. It has the idea of increase, to make bigger. A magnifying glass is a good example of that. It makes that you're looking at appear bigger. But now with God, it's not that he appears bigger than he is, but we see him as he is. To us, all of a sudden, he has been magnified, and we see him bigger than we had imagined before. Oh, how we need to magnify and lift him up. He cannot be any bigger than he is, but he can be bigger to me than he has been. And he cannot be any greater than he is, for he is great among great, but he can be greater to me than he has been. And that's what magnifying and exalting means, that he is bigger to me than he has been before. I got a question. How big is your God? How big is your God? When we see him and magnify him and lift him up as we should, when we see how big he is, we will see that he is big enough to deserve our worship. The verse that I just read in the book of Psalms says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together." The psalmist is worshiping God. He sees him. And if we ever see him, worship will be automatic. That's what worship is, seeing him, him being magnified, us lifting him up. I love going out in the woods. I am so glad it's getting warmer. And I am so glad that it's not raining quite as much. because the time's out in the woods where I can just go and look up in the sky and picture God and magnify Him and worship Him is so refreshing. And I believe He likes it too. Sure does seem to. But when we see Him as He is and how big He is, worship will be automatic. I am convinced with all my heart that one of the greatest failures of the American Christian is our lack of worship and magnifying our Lord. Psalm 86, verse 8 says, "Among the gods there is none like unto thee. Oh, Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works." He says, among the gods. He is not indicating that he believes there are gods, but everybody else did. There was a God of the sun, of the moon, of the rain, of the wind. There was a God of the mountains. There was a God of the stream. There was a God of the ocean. Everybody had a God that thought they controlled everything around them. But the psalmist said, oh, all those gods are nothing compared to you. You are the one and true living God. And he goes on, he says, there's nobody, there's nothing that's done what you've done. There's nobody that's done works like your works. He is worshiping him. He sees God as he is, big, and he magnifies him by worshiping. The psalmist said, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. He says, I'm going to express my worship and my thanks and my praise to him by singing a song. And he says, I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Oh, God, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your strength and your ability. Thank you for your holiness. Thank you for who you are. Magnify means to lift up. And if we ever see him as big as he is, worship will come naturally. Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Luke 1:46 is where she says that. Philippians 1:20, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Paul said, the Lord will be magnified. He will be lifted up in my life, in my body, in what I do daily, whether I die or live. He gets the glory. We see that if we recognize him as he is and he's magnified in our mind and heart, we will worship him. We'll see him and he is big enough and holy enough and worthy to be worshiped and praised. I say again, how big is your God? Our view of God is so important. Our view of God is so important. Your view of God will determine whether you have peace of mind or not. We are living in a troublesome day. We're living in a fearful day. We're living in a dangerous day. But the day is not bigger than our God. And if we see the day is bigger and the problems is bigger than our God, we are in trouble. We will not have peace of mind. But if you see God as he is, if you magnify him, if you lift him up, you'll see all these problems, though they be real, are not bigger than my God. He is very much in control and very much aware of what's going on. The way we serve the Lord depends on how big we think our God is. I got up just a few minutes ago, almost dreading to get up here. I still, even though I've been doing this so long, I still am fearful. I just think I'll sit there and let Bush do most of it tonight and just let me just kind of stay out of the limelight or whatever, and I would feel a lot more comfortable. But I realize there's a God who will help me. I'm little and I'm worthless and I'm frail, but God isn't, and we need to magnify him. Lift him up, and if we do, we'll worship him as he deserves. We are limited, but he is not. There's many things we can't do, but there's nothing he can't do. Magnify him. Lift him up. If we see how big he is, we look at a magnifying glass, and that object appears to be bigger than it is. Oh, but listen, God, when we magnify him, we see him as he really is. We see him as really as he is. It's not an illusion. When we see him as big as he is, we'll worship him. When we see him as big as he is, we will see that he's big enough to be trusted. We can trust our God. We can trust him to handle our problems. Anybody got problems? Don't wait, raise your hand. Anybody got something you need to rely on the Lord to handle? Anybody got something they wish would change or improve or be different? I know I do. I believe you do. We have problems. We're living in a world of problems. But one thing for sure, God can be trusted in the problems. Deuteronomy 4:35. Unto thee it was showed. God's talking to Moses. Unto thee it was showed. I showed you something, Moses. That thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God, and there is none else beside him. God said, I did what I did in your life, Moses. I sent you into an impossible situation and led you through it and brought you out victoriously to show you that I am God and there's nobody like me. We need to magnify him. He can be trusted. Moses went in and said, I can't even talk. I can't do it. Who am I? And God said, I don't care who you are. I don't care about your tongue. Who made your tongue? He can be trusted. Deuteronomy 33:37 says, the eternal God is our refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. He said, I am a refuge you can run to, a place of safety. I am able to take care of you in the midst of your problems. I'm able to take care of you during the worst storm you've ever had. And he says, underneath you are everlasting arms. I'll make sure you don't fall. Mindy sang it this morning. He says, I hold your hand so I won't let you fall. I'll tell you what, that's the same God we have. We can trust him. We can trust him to handle our problems, and we can trust him to help us through what we're going through. Sometimes he takes the problem away, and I'm glad when he does. And if he does, he's the one that did it, and we ought to magnify him. But sometimes he leaves us in the problem and helps us get through the problem. You know my opinion about the storm when the disciples came whining and he calmed the storm. I believe that he wanted them to trust him all the way through the storm and get through the other side. But that's my opinion. I don't have a Bible for it. I just got it in my head. But I believe it's a good opinion. But I do know this. Paul, later on, when he was going through the storm and the ship started falling apart, and some of them that couldn't swim or were tired from rowing and working for so many days and not eating like they should, they climbed on and held on to boards. And a board got them to shore. Well, I'll tell you what, a board ain't much. Be honest, it's barely enough, but it was enough. And there are times that God says, I am not taking the storm away. And it'll seem like my grace is almost not enough, but I'll make sure it will be enough. I will make sure my grace, though it just doesn't seem hardly to be enough, is enough, and I'll get you through your storm. You can trust me to get you through what you're going through. Could I say it? Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge. We heard that already. Another verse. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Right now, where you're at, he's there to give you safe, to keep you safe, to help you through. And the psalmist doesn't end there. The next verse is, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried away into the midst of the sea. He says, my whole world is falling apart around me. I don't have any reason to fear because I can trust God. That's how big he is. Magnify him means to lift him up. See him as big as he is. See him bigger than you have before. Psalm 121, verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I'll tell you what, you call 911, they awake, I hope, but sometimes it takes a long time for them to get there. I tell you what, we could have a catastrophe here, and if you, the sheriff may get here by the morning. I don't know. It takes them a long time to get here, no matter what happens. But God never sleeps or never slumbers. He's right there when you need him, right when you need him. Peter called on the Lord when he was beginning to sink, and the Lord didn't let him sink. I tell you what, that's pretty quick. You ever sunk? You sink quick. I'm talking about He is God. He needs to be magnified. The psalmist said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Magnify means to lift up. When we see Him as big as He is, we'll realize He deserves our worship and we'll realize He can be trusted. Psalm 121 verse 5 says, the Lord is my keeper. It literally means to hedge me about, to keep me safe where nothing gets in. That's the God we have. When we realize how big He is, number three, we'll realize He's big enough to answer our prayer. He answers prayer. I say it so much. Some of you probably get tired of me saying it. I say, well, I'll pray for you. And I don't say that flippantly and I don't say it lightly. I really do. And some of you probably hear it so much, you think I'm just saying something that doesn't mean anything. But I want to tell you what. Prayer makes a difference because God makes a difference. And we get in touch with Him and His power and His grace and His help and His love by praying. And He's big enough to answer our prayer, 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. He says, you can be sure about that. You don't have to wonder about that. Why? Because God's big. He's able. And He says, if you ask me something that's in my will, I'm going to answer it. Oh, my. No matter how hard it seems to us, no matter how impossible it is to us. It's a fact it's impossible, but it's not impossible to Him. Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. How can I believe that I receive? By realizing how big He is, realizing how able He is, how loving He is, how at work He is. I can have confidence in Him through my prayers because I know He's big. Psalm 86, verse 7, in the day of my trouble I will call upon Thee, for Thou wilt answer me. I'm calling on You when I need You because I know You're going to answer. Well, that's a good thing to realize. I'm talking about lifting Him up. I'm talking about magnifying Him, exalting Him. The word magnify means lift up. We're talking about upwards living, looking up in life instead of down. When we realize how big He is, when we magnify Him in our life, we'll realize He can keep His promises. Now, we can't always. I could promise you, no, I won't, not as long as I keep my right mind, and that's discussable right now, debatable right now, but if I would promise you $1 million, if I would promise you to go to the bank tomorrow and draw out $1 million from my account and bring it to your house and give it to you, if you believe that, you are dumb, number one, because I can't do it and you know I can't do it. But if you believe me for some reason that I'm going to do it, you're going to be disappointed because I made a promise I couldn't keep. But God's never made a promise He couldn't keep. He can keep His promises. He is trustworthy. He is dependable. Now, I may make a promise. I may say, I'm going to come to your house and visit you tomorrow and have all intentions of coming, but I may get up sick. Or some of the family may be sick. I may have to take them to the hospital. So I cannot do what I promised you that I would do, not because I didn't mean to, not because I didn't intend to, but because of circumstances take me away from where I can't keep my promise. But God is in control of the circumstances. There ain't nothing that slips up on Him. He doesn't ever have to say, well, I'm sorry, I really meant to do this, but I was on the other side of the earth helping somebody else. Hey, God keeps His promises. There's a big debate about how many promises are in the Bible. I'll be honest, I don't think anybody really knows. Depends on how you count them. But I do know this, there's a bunch of them. And there's promises that apply to my needs and my requests and my life. And my like, and when God promises, He keeps it because He's big enough. When we magnify Him and lift Him up and see how big He is, in our mind we see Him as bigger than we ever have before. We realize He can protect me from my enemies. Psalm 18, verse 48, He delivereth me from mine enemies. Can you imagine a child of God having an enemy? Can you even imagine that? That somebody's against them? That somebody's angry at them? Can you imagine that somebody would disagree with a child of God? Yes, you probably can, because you probably have people that's doing that right now. People that's against you. They may be against you just because you aren't saved. And they aren't real fond of Christians. I told you before, I used to work at an upholstery shop, and the fellow that worked beside me despised preachers. And I would come in and he'd say, "Why don't you quit? Why don't you quit? Why don't you go somewhere else?" Well, that was a real good environment to have to go through every day. And it wasn't because of me. A lot of people don't like me because of me. He just didn't like because I was a preacher, because I was a Christian. And there are some times that people are against us for whatever reason. They disagree with us. They're angry. There's differences between us. And there's some, they may be so mean or dislike you so much or be so angry at you that they would like to see you suffer. That they would like to see you hurt. They would like to see you lose. They'd like to see harm come to your life. And God says, "I'm going to protect you from that kind of mess." He is big enough to deliver us, to protect us from our enemies. Psalm 30, verse 1, "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me." His foes wanted to hurt and harm, and they would have rejoiced if they'd seen it. But God said, "I ain't going to let that happen. I'm going to protect my child." He is big enough to protect us from our enemies, by the way, including the government. I don't know what's ahead, neither do you. Hope it's better than I imagine. I don't know. I'll be surprised it is. I don't think that's lack of faith. I think that's common sense. But I know this, God can protect us from anybody, and I'm glad. When we lift him up, he's honored. Psalm 27, verse 6, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." He says, my head will be lifted up above my enemies. And I'm going to sing my heart out to thank the Lord for it. I'm talking about our God is big enough to take care of us. The psalm said there in essence, I'm going to praise God anyway. Psalm 35, verse 24, "Judge me, O Lord my God, according to the righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me." Now that's interesting. He says, first, judge me and make sure I'm right. Show me where I'm wrong. And then don't let my enemies overthrow me. Don't let my enemies get the best of me. My goodness. He is first asking God to judge him. Then he makes sure he's right, and it's not him that's to blame or to fault instead of the enemies. And then he says, don't let my enemies rejoice. Take care of me. When we magnify him and lift him up and we see how big he is, we'll realize he's big enough to judge if need be. The psalm said, judge me, O Lord, my God. God is a God of love, but he's also a righteous God. And he's a judging God. And I want to tell you one thing. When we deserve to be dealt with, when we're walking a guilty distance or doing something that's not pleasing to him, when somehow we've done something to disgrace God or we haven't done the right thing, we've done the wrong thing or we hadn't done the right thing, there's no place for us to hide. Jonah found that out the hard way. And I want to tell you one thing, that ain't the last whale God used. I believe there's been some of us that's had some whale trips also. We took a sail on a whale, sometimes I think our sail. Genesis 18:25, "Shall not the judge of the earth do right?" He answers yes. And then lastly, talking this evening about upwards living. Magnify means to lift up. See him bigger than I ever have before. Because he's bigger than I could ever imagine. And we need to see him as big as he is because we need somebody big in this day to help us. And my last thought is he's big enough to change me. Now, that's a big one. Of all the things I've mentioned, this is the sixth thing I've mentioned tonight. And that's the biggest one, because the biggest problem I know is me. By the way, the biggest problem I know about you is you. I'm not the only one in this club. But God is big enough to change me. He's big enough to affect my life. With all our issues, with all our problems, with all our hang-ups, with all our fleshly desires, with all our failures, with all our past, with all our problems, He's able to change us. Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Oh God, teach me to do your will, because you are good. You are great. You are God. That He might show a lost person their loss. I was praying for some people on the way to church this morning, and I thought, undoubtedly, they don't even believe in hell. Undoubtedly, their thinking is, I don't believe a loving God could send people to hell. Or undoubtedly, their idea is, I think I'm good enough to make it to heaven. It must be, because these people have heard the gospel numerous times by preaching, and I've talked to them myself. You probably couldn't guess them if you had to. But I was praying for them as I was coming to church, and I thought, humanly speaking, it seems impossible. But it's not impossible to God. God is able to touch that heart, to break that hard heart, to open their eyes and show them their goodness is not enough. That their church membership or their good deeds or their giving or their whatever they do, it's not good enough. God is able to open eyes. And Carl Sutton just came to my mind. He was in church, member of church, and a deacon. And God showed him. God showed him he wasn't saved. Opened his eyes and showed him he needed to be saved. And friend, I want to tell you, God's big enough to change us. God's big enough to change that person you're praying for. God's big enough to change me. When He shows us how far we are from Him, and it seems like there's such a long journey back, or there's so many obstacles, or it's so long, and it's just, how in the world can I handle it? I tell you, trust Him. Magnify Him. See Him as a God who's able. I can't help but think about the prodigal son and the prodigal father. When the son came back, it says nothing about the long journey back. It says he arose and came back, and the father was waiting and didn't even let him get home. He ran to him and hugged him and restored him. God can change us. He can help the person who's afraid. He can help the person. Listen, God can help us with that we're worried about. God is big enough to take care of that we're fearful of. God is big enough to take care of whatever we're going through and help us. I say it again, as I'm counting right, this is the third time. How big is your God? One of the biggest problems we have is not seeing God as big as He is. And as the psalmist and as the Bible says, we need to magnify Him, lift Him up, and see Him being bigger than we've ever seen Him before. And I'm glad He is that big. We limit God, and we hinder Him, and we hurt Him by doing so. And we hurt ourselves in the process. Let's stand together.